This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob Brent producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Right now, I am watching on NFL Network the Seattle versus Broncos Super Bowl. That doesn't seem like a Super Bowl that really anyone would want to rewatch. One of the most miserable, complete blowout games that I've ever seen before. In fact, Doug Baldwin just scored a touchdown on my screen. The Broncos are down 42-8 right now on NFL Network if you want to see Peyton Manning look absolutely miserable on the sideline. So coming up in 15 minutes, if you missed it last week, we had an aux cord battle. So I gave Rob and Cody Tapp five categories. They had to fit a song that they thought best represented that category, and I let you guys vote on who won. Nick Schwert, the producer of the Midday Show, heard that Rob was food and challenged Rob to an ox cord today. So we'll do that coming up in 15 minutes. I have five new categories. We'll see if Rob can redeem himself. You might have forgotten last week whenever we had Rob do it, one of the categories was play a song that you would play at the cookout, at the function, and this is the song that Rob played.
Two, three, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling alright. I know you know what I'm thinking. Why don't we
this
do
is
it?
Unseasoned riff music. It makes a lot of sense now why Rob brought cheesy potatoes with cornflakes to the function. It makes a lot of sense why he brought name brand soda to the function. It makes all the sense in the world now after knowing that's the song that he played at the function. There's drinks, there's festivities in the air, and Rob is playing Shania Twain. It makes all the sense in the world. Rob lost last week. It also makes sense why Nick thinks that he's food, thinks there's an easy W coming. So he challenged Rob. We'll do that coming up in 15 minutes. But before we get to that, I want to talk about two individuals that don't think that we have Google. Now, I don't know about you guys, but on my phone and computer, Google is free. It's not that hard. I pick up my phone. I go to the Safari app. I then type in google.com. Maybe you go directly to the Google app. And it is a portal to all of this information. New, current information right there at the speed of light, straight to your fingertips. It is such a liberating feeling to be in the middle of saying something and you have the ability to quickly look it up. You can refute something. You can find out facts and information. Google is the portal to a lot of knowledge. So I would encourage these two individuals to maybe give it a chance. The internet, for the most part, is free. The first person I want to play for you, his name is Michael Robinson, and he works at NFL Network. Now, I'm sure he's a fine individual. Not super familiar with Michael Robinson. I'd love to have him on the show if he'd like to talk about this. So he is in the business that I'm in, and right now there isn't a whole lot going on. You know, there's not a lot of real football news, at least certainly here in Kansas City. We could argue if there's really a baseball season or not. College basketball is over. College football is still a few months away. We're all coming up with things to do and talk about to amuse and entertain you guys. So they had an exercise on NFL Network where they did who are the most clutch quarterbacks in the National Football League. Now, I wouldn't have any issues if you had Tom Brady as number one. He did engineer one of the greatest comebacks in the history of American sports, down 28-3 in the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe you have Patrick Mahomes number one. I mean, he's certainly been a clutch quarterback in his time in the National Football League. Well, that's not who Michael Robinson picked. Who, you might be asking yourself. Well, that's why I'm here to play the audio for you.
This guy has the strongest arm in the National Football League. It was confirmed by my colleague and good friend and insider, Peter Schrager, yesterday. It's Josh Allen. Bills Mafia, stand all the way up. The reason why he's number one, let me take you guys through some stuff. You already know. Guy had over 14,000 yards in, 4 or 5 years in the National Football League. He has the strongest arm in the game right now. And I can argue in the history of our game, I can argue that I really can make that argument. I can also make the argument that he doesn't have some of the weapons, some of the unique talents that a Patrick Mahomes has, Patrick Mahomes has around him. But really why I like Josh Allen in the clutch, the guy has 763 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns last year. I know everybody's out there saying, but Mike is a quarterback. It's not like you're talking about a Lamar Jackson who had over 1,000 yards. But in the final 2 minutes, you averaging 6.3 yards per carry. That's what Josh Allen does right now.
Rob, Josh Allen may have the strongest arm in the history of the league. The history. Every quarterback we've ever seen. We think that Josh Allen has the strongest arm we've ever seen. Okay. Do we get one single stat that would really tell you why he's the most clutch quarterback? Did he reference a single game or moment in which Josh Allen brought his team back from the depths? Did he give you a fourth quarter comeback stat? Did he give us a, well, in this game, Josh Allen came from behind, therefore I believe he is the most clutch quarterback? How does your strong arm represent that you're the most clutch, that you can answer the call when the game is still in doubt, that when your back is up against the wall, you can be calm, cool, and collected and still deliver your team to a victory? That would be like being down 24-3 in a playoff game against Houston, right? That would be like being down 20-10 in the Super Bowl against the San Francisco 49ers, right? That would be like being down with 13 seconds to go against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. That's an example of being clutch, right? Don't we have Patrick Mahomes' heart rate during that? And that his heart rate was calm and steady, cool, calm, collected during this? What is Michael Robinson talking about? We got Google. I can type in Patrick Mahomes clutch moments and a bunch of things come up. What comes up from Josh Allen? It's not out-dueling Patrick Mahomes. In consecutive seasons, they played in playoff games. Josh Allen lost both times. Was it being really clutch against the Jets when they lost this year? Oh, how about that game against Jacksonville when they lost? Was it being clutch in those games? Because maybe they would have been the home team in the second round of the playoffs and Kansas City would have been going to their house. But that's not what happened. We got Google, another person that sometimes acts like you and I don't have Google. This one hits a little bit more close to home. It's Dayton Moore, great man, done some great things. Yesterday, he met with the media to talk about the Royals' young pitching. The name Clayton Kershaw came up. How, you might ask? Well, that's why I'm here.
College baseball is not double-A baseball. And there's never been a wider gap now between triple-A and the major leagues. And so why did I say that put my stamp on it and say it's bringing him to the major leagues. I believe in Mike Matheny. I believe in Cal Eldred, and I believe in the makeup of our pitchers. I believe in Chris Bubich's makeup. I believe in Brady Singer's makeup. Carlos Hernandez, as you recall, wasn't even at the alternate side initially. Those of you that follow our team on a day-in and day-out basis know he wasn't even a part of that alternate site. We took him to the alternate site. He pitched extremely well. We had, I don't know what it was, 30 or so games left here. He was on the roster. I saw him at the alternate site. I said, Mike, let's bring him up. Let's let him pitch some innings here. I'm not sure we're going to be in the playoffs. Let's develop him. He pitched really well. Last year he pitched very well. You know, he's having some struggles also. Clayton Kershaw was a 500 pitcher his first 3 years in the major league career. Maggs, Glavine, and Smoltz, Hall of Famers, they had their struggles. Adam Wainwright broke into the major leagues as a reliever and ended up being one of the best pitchers of an era. And so it takes time. I can tell you this, it's a highly committed group, and they believe in one another. You're seeing Daniel Lynch start to break through, start getting some consistency. If you're going to blame Cal Eldred for Bubich and Singer, you better give him praise for Daniel Lynch.
Did he use Clayton Kershaw and Adam Wainwright as examples of this? Sure. It took Adam Wainwright a little bit of time. In 2005, he had a 13.5 ERA. He pitched two innings. 2006, he pitched a little bit more than that. He pitched 75 innings, Rob. He had a 3 ERA. Now, you're right. He was a reliever. The next year, he's 25. They made him a starter. He had a 3.7 ERA. Let's go to Clayton Kershaw. You're right. It took Clayton Kershaw a little bit of time. He was 20. He pitched 110 innings and had a 4 ERA. The next year, he pitched 170 innings and had a 2.79 ERA and was 24 months away from winning his first Cy Young at the age of 23 years old. None of your pitchers are like Adam Wainwright. None of your pitchers are like Clayton Kershaw. Now, Brady Singer looked really good yesterday. Looked fantastic. We'll give you credit for that. But Clayton Kershaw and Adam Wainwright are not examples that we can reference, that we can go to and say, well, look at what happened to Clayton Kershaw. This is a lot like fill in the blank. Clayton Kershaw didn't start off like Jackson Coar did. Adam Wainwright got off to a significantly better start than some of the other young pitchers. We have Google. That's not a fair example to use, not to Clayton Kershaw or what you guys are trying to do. We just live in an era and a time where you just can't say anything anymore because you can very quickly and easily get called on it. That's not true. This is why it's not true. Josh Allen is not the most clutch quarterback. You didn't give me any evidence that would suggest he is the most clutch quarterback. Let's not say that Clayton Kershaw took time. It didn't really take time. He was really good from the beginning. 20-year-old Clayton Kershaw would be this team's best pitcher today. 21-year-old Clayton Kershaw would be one of the 5 best pitchers they've ever had in their organization. He pitched 180 innings. He had 30 starts and had a sub-3 ERA. He'd be one of the greatest pitchers we've ever seen in a Royals uniform. It did not take time with Clayton Kershaw. He was great from the beginning. I'm not saying everyone needs to be that way, but let's just not use them as examples. Rob, you know what? Anytime we lead with the Royals, that can only mean one thing.
We're where you want to be.
It is a random Royals lineup. We flash back to this date in 1993. The Royals actually won on this date, a 6-1 victory over the Oakland Athletics at Kauffman Stadium. Leading off, the right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second, the center fielder, Brian McCray.
Hey, I like B-Mac.
Batting third, the Hall of Famer at DH, George Brett.
Hey.
Batting fourth, the first baseman, Wally Joyner.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in forever.
It's been
Wally
a minute.
Joyner.
Batting sixth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane.
Hey, former catcher.
Mm-hmm. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Chris Gwynn.
Never heard of him before.
Batting seventh, the third baseman that day, Phil Hyatt.
Got to stay at the Hyatt.
Got to. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Or Gagne. Don't know. Could be either one. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Jose Lind. The Royals got a great pitching performance that day from someone by the name of Mark Gardner.
Mark went
7 2/3, only giving up one run before Billy Sampin came in and closed down the win for the 1993 Royals.
Congratulations to the 1993 Kansas City Royals. All right, coming up, Nick from the Midday Show has challenged Rob to an ox cord battle. He heard how sweet Rob was last week, realized that he's food, and he can pick up an easy W in this game. Nick will join us in studio. We have five categories. I'll tell you what they are next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs and your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
So last week, we welcomed in Cody Tapp to the show, and we had a drive ox cord battle. There were five categories for Rob and Cody to pick a song that matched the theme of the category. I think the consensus was that Cody won and that Rob had lost.
It's not what I'd heard.
So I was walking around the office, and Nick came up to me and said, hey, that was a really fun segment you guys did. I'd love to do it as well.
I didn't hear that Rob lost. I heard he got annihilated.
Okay.
Is there any truth to those rumors?
Well, I'm just going to play you. So it was actually your category, because remember last week I came to you and I said, hey, give me an idea of a category. I'm curious what you think. And you said, I want them to have a category of what's a great, you know, barbecue song. If you're out on the deck, you're out on the patio, what's a song you would play to kind of get the
pretty straightforward category
to kind of get the barbecue going? And this is the song that Rob picked.
2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling alright. I know you know what.
So at that moment, it was pretty much confirmed Rob and lost.
Well, I mean, if I'm at that barbecue,
it's time to go.
I'm leaving.
It's time to go. It's time for me to go find the
I don't even care if I've
foil.
Eaten yet. I'm gone.
It's time for me to find the aluminum foil, wrap me up something to go, and let's get out of here, right? It's over. So you heard this performance.
What is this song even called, dude?
It's called Day Drinking.
Did you just Google, like, songs to sit by the pool to?
All right, so you told me that you thought Rob was food in this game. This is an easy dub. You're happy to do it. All right.
Absolutely.
These are the five categories for today's ox cord battle. Let's see if we can get Rob back on the board with a dub. Category one is, this song is so 90s. Category two is, I can't believe this song was so popular. Category three is, this is my favorite song from a band. So this is your personal favorite. This is my favorite song from a band.
We have what's a song that makes me want to drive over the speed limit. And the final category is the year is 2009. Get the party going. So because Rob is the home team, I'm going to let Rob choose. Rob, do you want to go first or second in this game?
I like to be like baseball and go second. So okay, I'll defer to the second half.
So you're the visiting team. Okay. I'm going to play your song first. The number one category on this is this song is so 90s. Let's hear the song that you pick round one of the Drive Oxcord battle. To a good start here. I think you left the door open a little bit, though.
Love Fool, the Cardigans.
All right, Love Fool,
quintessential '90s track.
I feel good now. There's a confidence bubbling inside me, knowing that's a quintessential '90s track to you.
All right, Love Fool, Cardigans.
It was released in 1996. I think by definition, '90s track.
Okay, no, I mean that's okay. That's a good song, Love Fool by Cardigans. I think you went a little B side here. There's certainly a lot more songs that just really hit me in that '90s vibe there. But it's your
okay.
battle.
Okay.
It's your battle. Let's hear where Rob goes. This song is so 90s. This is round one of the Drive Oxcord battle.
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I have one wish. She's been gone since that summer.
What's the name of this band?
This is LFO. Okay, this is Summer okay. Girls.
I knew the song. I couldn't remember the band.
Okay. Came out in 99, so I followed the criteria. So 90s.
Barely. I mean, it's kind of fringe 90s.
I mean, that's 99 is still so
that's
90s.
That's going to cost you. I wouldn't have even offered that information.
All right. This is a tough category here. I would probably go Summer Girls because I know that song a little bit better, but we let the text line decide here. Okay. Who's the winner of round one?
I wasn't like picking like good songs when I was doing this. I was just thinking about the category.
It's your whatever song you think best fits.
Yeah.
This song is so 90s. Mm-hmm. You had Love Fool by the Cardigans. Rob had Summer Girls by LFO, which was released in the summer of 1999. So, I mean, I actually thought that song came out like in 2002. I thought the song came out in 2002. I thought that song came out then. I mean, there's a lot of other songs I would have went with this category, yeah. But I'm not playing.
What would you have went with? Actually, you know what? Don't answer that.
I actually probably would have went with Mambo Number 5. I don't think there's any song that just reminds me more of the 90s than Mambo Number 5.
Chumbawamba was my close second, by
that's
the way.
That's a great one. That is a great one. But that's not what you picked.
It's not, no.
All right, so category number two here. Is I can't believe this song was so popular. We're going to let Rob go first.
Serpentine?
Here.
We're doing the Serpentine here?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let Rob go first right. here. I'm going to let Rob go first here. I can't believe this song was so popular. Here's Rob's choice in the Drive Oxcord game.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
This is going to be tough to be. Gangnam Style. This is going to be tough to beat. This was a dark time in pop culture. This is a dark time in pop culture.
Well, I mean.
This might be the most popular video in YouTube history.
It might be. And I'll full disclosure here. I'm going to just an integrity play here.
Okay, here we go. He knows played he lost. Mine, yeah. He knows he lost.
No. I was walking out of this booth and I heard the song playing.
Oh,
and I
so
was
you,
already.
You heard it early.
I had it written on my computer like when you came in and told me the categories. So that was my first choice. I heard Rob playing it, so I still feel good about my choice.
Okay.
I feel really good about my choice, actually. So I wanted to put that out there.
Okay, that's
let
fair.
It be known
all right.
That I knew that that was coming from Rob.
I thought you were about to Rob. Put some qualifiers
no,
on this, which is normally the I know I lost,
no.
but let me try to
no,
explain
just,
it. Like,
I was just letting
let
you know.
Me try to explain the joke. Well, you got to start doing that. That's an L. All right. Nick, this is category number two. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this song was so popular in our Drive Oxcord battle. The battle of the producers, Nick and Rob. Here's Nick's song.
Oh. Oh. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a drummer. This is
All right, we have Thrift Shop by Macklemore.
Both of those songs make me irrationally angry just
yes.
listening to them.
They're not good.
Okay. I got to give Rob the category here.
I feel like you were going to give him, once you heard Gangnam Style.
I just feel like that song's more annoying to me than Thrift Shop.
Hmm.
Let's say that I was out somewhere. Let's say I was out and it was a nice Sunday and I was having brunch somewhere and they were playing music. If they were playing Thrift Shop in the back, I wouldn't be that annoyed by it. If they were playing Gangnam Style, I'd be very annoyed. And I don't think anyone would be having a good time if it was on. I could see myself still having a good time in Thrift Shop.
When I was in college and they would play this at bars, oh my God.
It was just time to go?
Yeah. It was like, what have we done?
There's always those Call the Uber songs. This might be a Call the Uber song. Like, why is the DJ, why did he put this on? All right. It is, we are through round two of this. We have three more rounds. In the first round, it was This Song Is So 90s. The second round is I Can't Believe This Song Was So Popular. Let's go to round three here. We'll let you kick it off here, Nick.
Okay.
So this category is This Is My Favorite Song from a Band. No, it's got to be a year. This is your personal favorite song from a band. Let's go to Nick.
No, I want to say this. This is too broad of a topic. This is too broad of a prompt.
This is your favorite
band?
Song?
There's so many bands. There's a million bands. What if it's a band I don't like and I pick one song that I did like from them?
It's your favorite. How can it be broad if it's your personal favorite?
But it's not my personal favorite band. It's just from any band that was ever created, and I take their catalog and I pick my favorite song from them.
It just sounds like you lost. That's
it
what it sounds like.
I didn't know what this question was asking, so I just like randomly searched for a song and pulled it.
That's why you had to do all of that in the beginning.
I feel like this entire category should be nullified. And I stand by it.
I mean, I like this song, but the fact you didn't know the category.
Yeah,
take this.
Okay,
He lost.
Please, let me read this again. This is my favorite song from a band. Any band. There have been millions of bands to make music, and I just have to pick one of those bands and then pick my favorite song from them.
I mean, what's your favorite song, period?
Nobody has a favorite song.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, my bad. There's not one song.
You got a favorite song? You have a favorite song?
Well, I mean, if you told me what's my favorite rap song, I think I could, give you a suggestion of a song that I would pick.
Like a song, yeah.
Yeah, I really like this song. Like, if you asked me that question, like, hey, what's my favorite rap song? I would pick Juicy by Biggie.
I would need some time to think about it.
Well, I mean, obviously you had time to think of your favorite song from a band. You picked a Blink-182 record.
I pulled
record.
This song
you picked a
90
song
seconds
from the American
before
Pie
I came into this
soundtrack.
Damn studio.
That's what you picked.
All right. Let's hear it, Rob.
It's okay to admit that you probably lost this category. It's all right. It's okay.
I don't know.
We haven't heard Rob's song. I mean, Rob very easily could fumble this. Have you heard Rob's choices? He very easily could have fumbled this. He probably picked the Dixie Chick song.
She was a fast machine. She kept the motor clean. She was a fast damn woman.
I fumble a lot of times. I didn't fumble here.
She had a sightless eyes, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, taking my little share, had me falling through air. She told me to come, but I was already there. Cause the world started shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching. And we were making it, and you should be on and on.
Okay.
Rob was the Mavericks. You were the Suns in that category.
I don't know about that.
You were the Suns.
You think that was just like a washing?
I don't think that one's close.
Okay.
I don't think that one's close.
Didn't know we were at a Chiefs tailgate, but it's fine. Okay.
I mean, you were at a sporting tailgate with the other one.
I think the text line is going to be more favorable towards me in this category than you seem to think.
Okay. Well, I'm not the one that decides. Yeah. The text line ultimately decides. Yes. This is my favorite song from a band.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically played classic rock hits and you played Now Volume 6. I mean, that's really what it is. Which one were you more prone to listen to? Did you grow up listening to 93.3?
I never listened to AC/DC, ever. Okay. I never listened to AC/DC, so I would stick with my pick. Now knowing the song he picked, I feel like I could have killed him if I would have understood, you know? But that's the game.
You didn't understand my favorite song? That was that. That's what really tripped you up.
You know what? I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
That's what tripped you up.
I will discuss this matter no further.
All right. The next category is, we have two left, a song that makes me want to drive over the speed limit.
Okay.
You know what the speed limit is? We have to define speed
limit
to you.
I'm aware.
All right, just make sure.
So cars are like motorcycles, but they have four wheels.
Yeah, I don't know. We had to define favorite earlier today. All right, Nick. This is Rob. Rob goes first on this one. All right, Rob. This song makes me want to drive over the speed limit. Here's Rob's aux cord suggestion.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams
Rob from the suddenly understands the assignment better this time than the last time. Rob's coming out with a little bit more energy than last time against Cody. That's a great pick right there. It's a great pick. Beatable.
Yeah.
Great pick, though, by Rob. Power by Kanye West.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is it fine? All right.
Fine.
Hey, I like that energy.
As long
as
not
making
me want to drive fast.
Okay, I got you. Well, let's hear your song.
Okay.
Category is a song that makes me want to drive
right between
over the
two songs in this one.
All the qualifiers for why.
It's called color. I'm adding color to my picks.
I got boat race last time. I came in hot. I'm playing to win today. Nick's like, well, there's a lot going on. It was a busy day.
I didn't say anything like that. I simply said I was between two songs, and this is the one I went with. So. Well, my initial pick was Move Bitch by Ludacris, okay. But then I thought, well, no, if...
We got kids listening, so I'm happy you didn't play that.
If I'm listening to that song, I'm probably already driving fast, and I want somebody else to drive fast. So I was like, that's not the assignment. The assignment is what song is going to make me want to drive faster than I'm currently driving? Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And if I, you know, if you guys want to can me for picking a Led Zeppelin song,
I wanted to know what made you pick that song.
I actually
think your song better fits the category than Rob's. I would actually give you the dub that round. I would vote for you in that round.
As would I.
But it's not up to me. It's up to the text line to determine
for me all four rounds.
It's up to the text line to determine it. It is not up to me. It's up to them.
Okay.
It is up to the people. HUD told me it's about the people.
Yes.
All right. We have one category left. Our four categories so far have been. This song is so 90s. I can't believe this song was so popular. My favorite song from a band. And this song makes me want to drive over the speed limit. There is one left. It is, the year is 2009. Get the party going.
This was the most critical selection for me in this entire round. Because I feel like it's going to determine whose party you would rather be at. Right, Rob and I are hosting competing parties in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Whose party do you want to be at? This is important to me.
Let's see if we're going to Nick's.
Girl, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward.
That's a great pick. This is the best pick you've had so far today.
I knew this was going to be a slam dunk.
That's a strong pick.
It's a really good pick.
Strong pick for a 2009 Fiesta.
Felt good coming out the hand.
I mean, half court.
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Trae Young. LaMelo. Dame. I mean, swish.
Yeah,
Jason Tatum, first half, not the second half. But first half, Jason Tatum. 100%. Great pick, 2009 Fiesta.
You play it at a bar, though, where people pop off?
No, it's not at a bar. It's
yes.
A party. It's a party.
That's true.
Yes.
Jamie Foxx, T-Pain, come on.
I'm not saying.
Have you guys ever watched that music video? Go watch the music video to Blame It on the Alcohol and just see how many random celebrities are in the video. It's just Samuel Jackson and Forrest Whitaker just are in the back smoking cigars. Like, how are they at this party? It doesn't make any sense. Go watch it. I'm telling you. It's so wild. All right. This is Rob's 2009 party song. You had a great pick. Blame It on the Alcohol by Jamie Foxx. Great pick. Let's see if we're going to Rob's party in 2009.
Meet me at the hotel room.
hit the hotel room.
There's so many afflictions in the party right now. So many Ed Hardy hats.
At the hotel room. You can bring your girlfriends and meet me at the hotel room. Get a rats of boyfriend.
All right, that concludes our Ox Court battle for the day. We had five categories. This one can go.
Feel good.
This is a 3-2, 2-3. This one's close. I want to see what the text line says on this one, but this one is really close.
I'm going to be disappointed if I don't win this one.
Who do I think won?
I mean, Pitbull's quintessential 09. That's the peak of his powers.
But I don't want to hear Pitbull.
It's 09.
Nobody's coming up to you at a party and saying, hey, you got any Pitbull on this playlist?
In 09, they were.
That round, Rob, I'm not even letting you argue. You lost that round. You lost that round. I'm sorry. You know you my man. You lost that round, though. That one, this is a tight one. I would probably pick Rob 3-2 here, but I think I thought pretty clearly last week Rob lost. I think this can go either way. I want to see what the text line says. We appreciate you coming. On the other side, we'll let you know who won the Drive Ox Cord battle. Strong final round there. I'm very curious to see what the text line thinks on this battle.
This may be a Mayweather-Pacquiao situation.
This was a strong battle, I thought, between both of you. Coming up, we do have a Royals Day game, so we need four callers. To 913-576-7610. We have Royals tickets to give away. We have to play our Price is Right Royals attendance game. We'll let you know how many people were at yesterday's games, and we'll give you a chance to win tickets next. We need four callers to 913-576-7610. Keep it locked right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive.
Let's say my future wife, I get one or two options. Diehard KU fan or takes egg roll over crab ragoon? Rock chalk, baby.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Let me know on the text line, 913-576-7610. Let me know who you think won the Ox Court battle. I think it's tough. I'd give Rob the 3-2 win in this one, but I think it is really close. I think Rob got off to a really hot start. I think he lost at the end. I think in the toughest round, I think Rob lost. I think the cards are going to be interesting on this one. Let me know what you think, 913-576-7610. Let me know who you think won today's Ox Cord battle. B-Dub just texted me and said he wants in on this, so next week we'll see if B-Dub wants to come in, and Rob, we'll see if you're defending your crown or not. We'll see if you're defending your title or not. All right, Royals attendance game. How'd they do yesterday, Rob? You got the numbers on how they did yesterday?
I got Monday and Tuesday numbers.
Okay, all right. Let us know.
So Monday, they had 12,200 out of the game on a Monday night.
We had somebody guess 11,900, right?
We had a winner.
All right.
Yesterday, we played for the Royals day game. They had 9,100 out there. We, again, had a winner as someone guessed $1. That got someone a win. So two of our three Royals pairs, tickets to give away, are gone in a Royals attendance game. You had the Royals at 19 yesterday for the day game. That was some foolishness.
Okay, I just am positive. You're negative. That's the difference between me and you. You're the Debbie Downer on the show, and I'm Mr. Positivity. C dot positivity is what they call me out here. What was the nightcap? What was the dollar dog?
I have not seen the dollar dog one because we did not do it
All right, making sure. I didn't know if you checked it out. All right, everybody knows the rules at this point. How many people do you think will be at tonight's game, Price is Right style, closest to the number without going over? Rob, we always let you go first. Go ahead.
Ooh. I'm going to say today's number. I'm going to say it's similar to Monday. I'm going to say 11,500 tonight. 11,500.
11,500 people. Brett, thank you so much for listening to this show. How many people do you think will be at the game tonight, closest to the number without going over?
I'm going to have to say 12,350.
All right. Stay on hold here. We got to get your information. You can't win if you don't stay on hold. All right. Brad, How many people do you think will be at Kauffman Stadium tonight to watch the boys in blue?
8950.
All right. 8950. Brad, no confidence in the great residents of Kansas City today. And it's a hat giveaway day. They're giving away a hat today, Rob. All right, Chris, the first number was 12,350. The second number was 8,950. How many people do you believe will be at tonight's game at Kauffman Stadium?
I'm going to go with 10,200.
10,200 people at the game. All right, stay on hold here. All right, Gabe, you are last up in Royals attendance Price is Right. I'll give you all the totals. Brett had 12,350. Brad had 8,950. Chris had 10,200. Gabe, how many do you have?
I think the hat's going to help. Give me 14,600.
14,600 people. Let me put you on hold here. Everybody, stay on hold. Rob will take your information. We'll let you know if you won.
14,600.
14,600 is a lot. It is a beautiful day outside. One of these days, Rob, they're going to surprise you. You're going to bet low, and it's going to be 17,000 people out there. I think Brett is about what it's going to be today. I think that 12,500 is probably about the number today. Put me down for 12,750. 12,750. I do think the hat giveaway is a big thing. I think the warm weather is a big deal. Put me down for 12,750 on Royals attendance today. That feels like a strong number. That's the one I'm going with. 12,750 feels like a really good answer for tonight's Royals attendance game. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about James Bradberry and how he is now off the board. James Bradberry is a Philadelphia Eagle on a one-year, $10 million contract. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. Before we do that, we talked about this a little bit yesterday when we were on Cody and Gold. We filled in yesterday for the midday show to complete our trade that we made back during March Madness. This is what Pete Sweeney said when he was on Cody and Gold last week about an Orlando Brown extension.
I'm down on the Chiefs figuring this out because I think Brown wants top dollar, and I don't think the Chiefs can convince themselves.
Is this another Tyreek Hill thing?
In a
way. We don't want to pay you Trent Williams money. Will you take a little less, please?
I think there's a really good chance Brown just plays on the tag because if you
then when you do long term at left tackle, were they hoping Kennard's the right tackle and then Lucas Niang's healthy and all of a sudden
if
someone
that's
else
the case,
shifts over
they
to
just traded him, drafted a left tackle?
Right.
That is a
if that's ultimately what ends up happening, then 100%, then that was a missed opportunity.
I had mentioned this. I think there is a and I don't think this is necessarily going to happen. You're asking me what I think about Brown. I think he'll play on the tag because I don't think he's going to agree to less than top dollar and he doesn't deserve it and the Chiefs shouldn't give him top dollar. There is like a break glass scenario that dates back to last year with Brown having that emergency injury where Joe Tooney slid over. He looked pretty damn good.
There are two options for the Chiefs when it relates to Orlando Brown. Number one is simply paying him. Pay him. You use the first round pick. You obviously value the player. He plays an incredibly important position on a team that has really emphasized the protection of its quarterback. Sometimes you just got to pay the bill. I don't know many of us that really like paying car insurance, but it's something that you need if you want to drive a car. Now, I myself am very leery of paying good players great contracts, but you made that determination whenever you traded a first-round pick to acquire them. You had the option of drafting a left tackle. You chose to use that first-round pick to go trade for one. So now it's you pay him. That's option one. You negotiate a way that makes sense for both sides. He gets his money. You get your cap flexibility. You get the player. Everybody moves forward happily. And you also set yourself up for really 3 to 4 years potentially of harmony on the offensive line. Your left tackle is good. Your left guard is good. You've got your center in place. You've got your right guard in place. You got a rookie right tackle in Kennard that I think is going to start from day one. You got harmony up front. Or there's another option. I don't think that it is crazy to do this. Franchise tag Orlando Brown. You're willing to live with the cap hit for this one individual season. You tag him again next year, and then you actively start shopping Orlando Brown. And let's say you get back a high second-round pick. If I had told you at the beginning of last offseason that you could get Orlando Brown for 2 years, $21 million, and you turn the 30th overall pick in the 2021 draft into the 43rd pick in the 2023 NFL draft, I think a lot of people take that bet. You move Joe Tooney over to left tackle. You then go draft and develop a left guard, and you move forward. Because one thing that I do think at some point is going to be difficult on their offensive line is it's going to be tough to have four offensive linemen all on their second contract. You got Joe Tooney on a big deal. You sign your left tackle. I imagine Creed Humphrey is a player that fans want to keep in the mix. He has two more years presumably left on this rookie contract, and I'd be asking for a new deal if I'm him. Hey, I'm an all-pro caliber player, and I'm making second-round money. I'm not doing that anymore. You also got Trey Smith at right guard. I'm a Pro Bowl caliber player making sixth-round money. This is something that I want to renegotiate myself to. So the clock is ticking on those two individuals at a much more rapid pace than I think people are giving it credit for. So you're going to probably have to get by with doing it for cheap at least a couple of those offensive line positions. Is it smart business to pay off four of them? We'll see. But those are the two options the Chiefs have. Option one is just pay them and let's move forward for the next couple of years and we'll deal with this problem year three of Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith's contract. Or you let them play 1 year under the franchise tag. You trade them at the end of this. You got 2 years of a very good left tackle. You move Tooney over, or you use one of those first round picks to go find your left tackle and you have him play on a rookie contract. Those are the options for the Chiefs. All right, coming up, we'll keep this Chiefs conversation going. Where do the Chiefs turn after losing James Bradbury to a one-year, $10 million deal to the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll talk about that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.